The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Especially if the toxic relationship is not only personal, but it's business too.
Oof.
What? Girl. That's how you get them classics right there. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday, and Summer Walker is doing an interesting rollout for her new album. She has fans trying to break into a glass case to get their hands on this new album. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Smurda is catching some social media jokes for allegedly twerking in his new music video. I'm putting air quotes around twerking. Also, Busta Rhymes is having difficulty finding a versus partner, and Meek Mill has announced his retirement plans. A couple things to get to, but before we get to it, make sure you follow the podcast. Hit that follow button right now, that subscribe button, whatever app you're on, make sure you're following us. All right, now let's get down to it. So Summer Walker is in preparations to release her new album, Still Over It, and she's decided to take a page out of like the Drake book and the Tyler, the Creator book and just get real creative with her rollout.
Yeah, one thing about Summer Walker and whoever is behind her creative team and creative process, she always has interesting things around like her album and her merch. And the latest one she has right now is where she put out a glass case in New York City, and it's supposed to be in other areas too, but the one we saw in New York City is a glass case and it has the hard drive, because she's been kind of toying with this idea of the Still Over It album is on this hard drive and it's in this glass case, and whoever can break into it will be able to get the hard drive and listen to the album.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, she's trying to do a SpongeBob type of thing. You know how Plankton was just always trying to get the Krabby Patty formula?
Ah, yeah.
So her hard drive is basically the Krabby Patty formula, and all of the fans are Plankton.
Yes.
If you want to put it like that. But this case that she actually has the hard drive in, it's almost impenetrable. Like, people are hitting it with hammers, they're hitting it with all types of objects, and they cannot get into this glass like for nothing.
Mm-mm.
So whatever they have the hard drive encased in, I don't think nobody's gonna get into it. I've seen videos of tons of different people trying and it's just not happening.
Yeah, like it's cracking or it has like some scratches on it, but I don't think it's actually ever gonna break.
Right. It doesn't look like it's budging at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the album is actually on that hard drive though? Because I'm calling cap, Summer Walker. I think if somebody was to shoot that case open, because I feel like a bullet is the only thing that can penetrate that glass. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was to get that case open and plug that hard drive in, I don't think the album would be up there. I think that's just a hard drive in there.
Yeah, now that you think about it, like in New York City, I hope they don't leave the case there like overnight or something, because what in the world? But yeah, like I would think if there is anything on it, it's probably like snippets, because like she had the thing where people could, for her first album, pick up like a phone booth and it would play like a little bit, or like a voice message type of thing.
Right.
So maybe it's snippets if she does follow through with the plan, or it could be big old cap and it's just nothing on the hard drive.
I think it's one of two things. I think it's extremely cap and it's just a regular hard drive in there with nothing on it. Or the smarter thing would be for them to eventually like either loosen the case up or replace the glass with a glass that can actually break. Mm. And as it gets closer to the release of the album, have somebody actually be able to open it and catch it on video when they do. So now it's a whole big thing. It's a whole celebration. And then that person has access to the album and we get to see their reaction to it and everything like that.
Oh, that's a smart way too. I'm hoping for the latter on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great if they do that. But I don't know. Part of me just feels like it's just going to be there until the album drops.
Yeah, so we got to see, and I guess what other places they put this glass case, because I know it just can't be New York City.
And I feel like there's going to be more to this rollout, because even before the glass case with the hard drive in it, when she released the track list, I thought that was super creative, too. Because the track list is a timeline of events. So the first song might be on the date September 15th. The second song might be October 13th. And it's just a timeline of events. So it looks like the songs are going to coincide with the dates of whatever event happened in her life that the song is about. And I thought that was really super creative.
Yeah, that is a creative one. I didn't even pick up on that one. So
yeah, I'm like, okay, Summer Girl, you hitting us with the details, and I like it.
Yes.
I really do. And even the X for a Reason song that she just put out with JT from the City Girls, like a lot of people had mixed reactions on that song. And I don't know, it's kind of growing on me now.
Like, yes, same here.
When I first heard it, I was like, okay, sounds a tad bit kid boppish. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, it's been growing on me a little bit. Like just a little, dun, dun, dun. Like you just want to move your shoulders when it comes on a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely a bop. And a lot of people are hoping that the whole album is not like that. And I don't think it will be. But also people are saying maybe we do need London on the track back. You know, she is not messing with him right now. So
I ain't going to lie, man. The toxic bops. The toxic bops be real. The most toxic relationships just make the best music.
Yes.
So it's like a catch-22. Like, you want people to be in healthier situations. But on the other hand, the music is just so fire when they're in a toxic relationship. Especially if the toxic relationship is not only personal, but it's business too.
Oof.
What? Girl. That's how you get them classics right there.
Facts.
So hopefully she doesn't have to re-enter into a toxic relationship, though, and the album is still up to that caliber of which we know Summer Walker can get to.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it will be released on November 5th, so we'll get to see then. And you know we'll be back with a full review of it.
Of course.
All right, now let's talk about Bobby Shmurda, because he just put out some new music, too. He released a video for his new song called Trapping is a Sport. And a lot of people on social media were joking on him and clowning some of his dance moves from the music video.
Yeah, people were saying that it looks like he was twerking, and you put the air quotes earlier, because I thought before I watched the video that it would be like more of a booty up and down twerk, but he's really just going side to side with the hips.
He's doing the typical Bobby Shmurda dance. Like, Bobby has done this dance on so many other occasions. He got the hip work. He got the hip motion. His hips are very fluid. It's very Shakira. His hips don't lie. Like, Bobby been a dancer. He's been had high energy. He's always dancing wherever you see him. If it's in a music video or if he's at the club, he's at an event, he's meeting people. He's always dancing. He dances in his interviews and there's no music.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people were so surprised by this. And the term twerking is really just not accurate, because that's not what it was. Like, he was not popping his booty.
Nope.
And, you know, if that's what he wanted to do, that would have been fine. But that's not what was happening in the video. But his hips were extra flowing.
They were fluid. They were good. Video.
But see, yeah, they don't know, man. They don't know, because they don't, you know, dance. They just, you know, lean back or whatever the case is. Whatever Fat Joe said,
yeah.
That's what they do. So, yeah, I didn't really see too much of a problem with it. But, you know, it's social media, so get your jokes off. And that's that.
Yeah, some people were even reaching to say it was like Lil Nas X 2.0 for Bobby Shmurda. And I'm like, you know, it is not the same thing as a Lil Nas X type of video, but.
Very much a reach.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people were showing their support, though. It wasn't just all hate. Busta Rhymes left a few emojis to show support for Bobby. And then Fetty Luciano was just like, keep going, had the fire emojis with it. So it was love at the same time, even though he was getting joked on.
A good little balance.
Speaking of Busta Rhymes, though, apparently he is having trouble finding a battle partner for Verses. Nobody wants smoke. Nobody wants Busta Bus.
Yeah, nobody want it.
They don't, man. You know, this Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One battle just happened. So everybody's hype off of that. You had about 100,000 people tuned in. It was a very hip hop vibe. It was real, you know, taking it back to the roots, taking it back to the craft. You know, Busta Rhymes was tapped into that. And on Monday, Crazy Legs from the Rocksteady crew actually put up a post with him, Busta Rhymes, and Swiss Beatz. And in the caption, he actually revealed that 5 different people said no to a Verses battle with Busta Rhymes. That's crazy.
Yeah, 5 people turned it down?
They don't want the smoke, man. Because who really can match up to Busta Rhymes? The only adequate match for him probably is Missy Elliott. And she already said she's not doing it yet.
Yeah, that's why I figured, like, okay, well, that's the only one I could see him battling with, so I guess that's not going to happen.
Or... they need to do a music video battle. Yeah, Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes need to do a music video versus battle.
That would be everything.
Let's make that happen, because we had producer battles, we had songwriter battles, mm-hmm. we had rappers, we had singers. Let's get into some of these videos.
Yeah, like a little creative battle or something. So, right. Yeah.
But as far as just a regular versus, I don't think Missy's doing it. I think she's still on the fence. I do think she can be convinced over time. But mm-hmm. as of right now, I don't think it's happening. But whoever these five other people were, I see why they was running scared. It's Busta Rhymes. Like, what you gonna do? He got you all in check.
I wonder who that five was, though. Like, because you have to really, like, it has to be some big names to be on kind of Busta's level.
Right.
And, like, and probably in the same era or type of thing, decade, but... I don't know who it would have been.
Whoever it was, they will not be named because they were obviously running scared and they probably don't want it out there. So I don't think we'll ever really know unless they decide to come out and tell it, which I doubt.
Right, true.
But yeah, so Missy Elliott, whenever you're ready, long story short.
Basically.
That's the only way it's going to happen is what it looks like. Now, speaking of people who are not feeling like doing certain things, it looks like Meek Mill is getting a little bit tired of the rap game. He has announced his retirement plans recently, and according to this recent interview with Complex, Meek is looking to retire within the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, he said, I got like 3 or 4 more years left. That's it. I've been rapping since I was 23, and he's 34 years old now. And he says, I can't be performing forever. I think these are the last years I'm going hard with music, and then I'm going to pursue other stuff.
Oh, brother, you rappers with this whole shtick. Like, you know you're not quitting rap. Why do this? I guess this is like a rite of passage for all rappers to go through that phase where they're like, I'm retiring. I'm done with the rap game. I'm done with the music game. Mm-hmm. First of all, you got in this and you got to where you got to by loving it, by having a passion for it. At least the greats. And Meek Mill is up there with the greats.
Yeah.
So the people that are the greats, they got here through the passion and the love for the music. So they're never going to not have that. So them not doing it forever really doesn't really even seem like an option. But I do think it gets to a point after like a decade or so, or even maybe 8 years, where they start to feel like, okay, I've done everything. Mm-hmm. I've seen it all. But instead of saying, oh, I'm retiring, I think they just need to go, oh, I'm reinventing myself, or, oh, I'm venturing into other things. Yeah. Instead of like, oh, I'm done with music. Because it's not really that. You're not really done with it. You just need a break and you need to try some other things and get a little more well-rounded and get into other ventures. You don't need to just stop altogether.
Right. And like, we've heard it so much. We've talked about it so much where a couple of other artists have mentioned their retirement plans. And it's like, do they try to sound like it's a normal job? Like, oh, I'm going to retire when I'm 60. That's a real, like, okay, you're really retiring. But for music, you can never really retire and, you know, go into your savings fund like regular people.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got a nice little cushion. He got enough to not probably work again. But either way, also Jay-Z is his mentor. You know, he gonna give him the game on how to be a rapper for 40 years because that's definitely the type of time Jay-Z is on. And I think that's honestly the goal for a lot of people, like to just be able to do it when you want, not to have to do it to maintain your lifestyle, but to create a lifestyle where you can just rap at any point. You can take a break for 5 years and then come back and drop one song or one verse or one album like a Jay-Z or somebody like that, or like Andre 3000. Kendrick Lamar even has worked himself to that place where he can drop pretty much when he wants. So I just think Meek wants to be more on that status more so than retiring. Even though he said he wants to retire. I don't believe him. I know. I'm a Taurus. I'm tapped into that Taurus energy. I know what he really means. Okay.
Right. Like, I don't blame him for, you know, wanting to go into other things and get on the same path. Like you said, Kendrick and Andre 3000. And he can definitely do it. So go ahead, Meek. Go ahead.
All right. So go ahead with your fake retirement. We'll see you back. I give him 6 months tops after he allegedly retires until he puts out something new.
Yeah, definitely.
But that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. That's a good note to end on. Make sure you follow us on all platforms wherever you're listening to this podcast at right now. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Speaking of all these platforms though, I do want to read a comment from one of our DX Daily listeners.
Ooh.
Because, you know, we tell them every podcast, hit us up on all platforms So when they actually do hit us up and show love on these platforms, mm-hmm. I definitely want to make sure we show them the love back. Because one person whose name is Josh.IG account said, y'all got the best platforms, period. The rest of the platforms are mid / trash. Hey, look, I don't agree with that part. I'm just telling you what he said. You had me on the first, part of the sentence, but that second part, don't agree. I do not endorse that part. But he goes on to say, I've tried them all, and the podcast is exactly what I've been looking for. Y'all have no idea. It covers all the stories, stays true to the culture, and doesn't deviate to try and gain a bigger audience. And y'all keep it simple and to the point. I appreciate y'all. 100 emoji.
Well, okay then.
Josh, yes. We thank you for the support. Let me find out. We got diehard DX Dailyers out here. Because I did not expect that. That was just a random comment on one of my Instagram posts. And this Instagram post is actually from like, how long ago?
Oh, was he lurking?
This is the post from September 22nd when we had got on the Spotify homepage. And, you know, I had made a post about that and being nominated for the BET Hip Hop Award, Hip Hop DX being nominated. So I guess, you know, he felt compelled to speak his piece on the podcast under that post about the podcast. So we appreciate it, man. That was some great words. That was really heartfelt.
Yeah, we're glad you put that out there because that's what's up.
So appreciate that. Make sure you're following us. And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.